David Hollander is an investment advisor with Liberty Wealth Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities are offered through Liberty Group, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and insurance is offered through Lifetime Planning Marketing Incorporated. All investing involves risks, including the risk of loss of your investment. Please consult with a financial professional before investing.
Good morning. The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its ownership. This is Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, chairman and founder of the Liberty Group, LLC. Now, broadcasting live from the Protect Your Assets studios in downtown Oakland, here's the Sandman.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander. I will be your host this morning and hopefully every other morning coming forward. It's so great to be with you on this beautiful sunny day in the Bay Area. And wow, this weather's been fantastic. And with that extra hour, I don't know. I just feel like I get more done during the day. I don't know about you, but what a great time we've had with this new weather change. I guess it's great. For those of you just joining me for the first time, welcome. People around here, you hear the music. They call me the Sandman. That's right. Why do they call me that? People ask. Well, that's because I help my clients sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week. But now it seems like every single day, because we've been doing these little miniature, I guess you call them, question answers each week, doing a lot more of those now. So hopefully you've heard those. I've got a lot of comments about that. It's been great, but I enjoy it. You know, that's why I do this. I'm here for you. So if you have a question, maybe you want to know something about your portfolio or about your trust or the deed on your house or your mom, call the number 866-PROTECT right now. I have folks sitting at the phone that can take your question. And if you don't want to be on the air, I'll just try and answer it again. It's 866-PROTECT if you have a question. Remember, I am a financial advisor and a licensed California attorney, so I'll do my best. We're live in the studio right now. Right here in downtown Oakland. And I got to tell you, Oakland is just on fire. I was out last night walking around downtown with my daughter. Had a nice bit of ramen, if you enjoy ramen. And walked over and saw a comedy show, which was super fun. But a little uncomfortable times with your daughter, if you know what I mean. Hey, Oakland is happening and it's fun. So you should come downtown Oakland one night and just walk around. It's just really nice. And we had a good time. Again, if you have a question, 866-PROTECT. Did you see this? The next Powerball jackpot going off tonight. Did you see how much it's for? It's almost a half $1 billion. Can you imagine that? Incredible.
Why make trillions when we could make billions?
Absolutely. So you better hurry up if you want to win. But do you want to know what the odds are? Well, according to the website, it's the California Lottery website, 1 in 293 million. 1 in 293 million. Well, I don't know about you. That's one way to retire. But hey, if you want to pick up an extra $100,000 or more. I'm not kidding. An extra $100,000 or more this morning. We're going to talk about this. There is a way where you can create your own 100K plus just by doing a couple smart things. Now, this money is sitting with Uncle Sam right now. And if you don't claim it, you don't get it. It's that simple. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's Social Security. Make no mistake about it. Most of the people I see have no idea about what I'm talking about. They don't know what they don't know, and they don't know the secrets that I've uncovered on how to get more out of Social Security. So here's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to give you 5 secrets that I've uncovered that could get you an extra $100,000 in income or more. This is not a game. This is real. And you can get it if you know what you're doing. This is going to be a great show as I lead you through my secrets of Social Security. Now, let's get started. Well, this was the best week for the NASDAQ and, of course, the large S&P 500, which I love, for the year. We had all major markets up in the U.S. for the week. We had the Dow up 1.6%, NASDAQ up 3.8%. Yeah, 3.8% in a week on the NASDAQ. And the S&P 500, the giant, was up 2.9% this week, big time. And this was so important. I talked about this last week. I know you paid attention to it, and you got excited like I did yesterday. When the S&P 500 went through 2820, remember, that was the key support level, was 2820, and it went to 2822. Do you remember that? So we got to 2822 yesterday, super strong, and now we just got to stay above this 2820 number, and I'm telling you, this is going to go higher. And you know what my prediction for the year was? 2850. I said that. So there's a lot of things coming I want to talk to you about this morning, because we did a big deep dive economic analysis yesterday afternoon with Dr. Stephen Lee. You may remember him. I've had him on time and time again, and he's like my little Yoda down in Long Beach, and the guy just kind of gives me these grains of wisdom that I want to share with you this morning about why we're not having a recession anytime soon. You're going to want to hear this. All right, let's walk through it. The VIX, which is the volatility index, that's the lowest level that we've seen for this year. So that's very good. Friday, yesterday, we had the triple witching day. What does that mean? Well, this is where options and futures all expire on the same day. And typically the market was up that week for 24 times since 1983. It was only down 12 times. So again, if you're playing the averages, it's stronger on the upside. I like that. Now, what did Dr. Stephen Lee have to say about the recession and where it's going? So first thing he looks at, and I look at too, is leading economic indicators index. This is year over year. When that gets below zero, that means it has meant in the past that we could see a recession on the future. And this happened back in 08. And right now we're sitting at about 3.5% positive. So there's no sign in the next 12 months, according to the leading economic indicators year over year percentage average, that we're going into a recession. That's the first test. The next test that we want to look at is something called the Kansas City Fed Financial Stress Index, or the KCFSI. It's another index we look at. And right now, again, the index is sitting right at about, negative 0.5. Not a sign of a recession. Typically, you have to get over the standard deviation of 1 on the positive side, and we're nowhere near that right now. Again, in 2008, that got all the way up to almost 6%. So right now you can see the difference. It's not there, not even close. So that's another really good sign. And you may remember in December when everyone was freaking out about the 10-year 3-month and the 10-year 2-year on the treasuries and the notes and how those were inverting, apparently. The bonds were inverted. Remember we talked about that. They didn't really, not really big. And I said, don't worry about it. You know what? We're looking at it again right now. No inversion there either. So all the way around, for all those folks who are getting really super nervous, not saying don't take some profits and put them in other stuff that makes money, but right now it's looking pretty good. And so what's going to derail all of it? Well, this past week we had Brexit. Remember, this was an important week for Brexit. And I equate it to a game of chutes and ladders if you play that game as a kid. It's if this does one thing, then it propels you to the end, right? Remember that? This week was very similar to that. We had March 29th as the deadline for the Prime Minister May to get Parliament to approve her deal. That was the whole thing this week. And we saw 3 days this week where they could accept the deal. Well, guess what? All 3 days, they didn't. But they didn't decline it either on the last day where they had the choice, which was Thursday. They decided to extend the deadline. So now Prime Minister May needs to go to Brussels to ask the EU if they'll give them an extension and maybe let them stay a little bit longer. So that's where we are now. So I don't see that as being a big problem right now. So let's take that off the table. And according to, that's again, this is my opinion. Also, right now we're seeing business investments up. We saw it up 1% last month for February. That was a big improvement. And this is really what is going to drive the market higher. If capital expenditures, this is the key. And Alan Greenspan spoke this week and he said the same thing. So I listened to that guy too. He said, if capital expenditures on the business side continue to show the strength they're showing right now, this will keep this economy doing well. So again, that's another critical factor that this past week looked pretty positive. Now, what could derail this again? What's the other important factor out there that I'm looking at? Well, this week, the Fed meets again. And then on Wednesday, they do their press conference. And if the Fed changes their tone, well, then that could be a problem. Because as you saw, the Fed was very dovish, said we're not going to do anything. And then all of a sudden, the market took off this year. And we're seeing some pretty good returns right now across the board. We're very excited about what's going on right now. So check out your statements. They've done pretty good. Anyway, beyond all that, Boeing this week was pretty interesting, wasn't it? I thought it was fascinating this week. So we saw the tragic crash in Ethiopia last weekend. And then, of course, the parallels were being drawn to the previous crash in the Java Ocean. And all those of you flying the 737s, I was one of them this week. I was a little nervous, but I came to find out, well, it's software on the MAX 8s and 9s. And as long as you're not on one of those, you're okay. And by the way, they just announced last night they came up with a fix for the software. Can you imagine? I mean, have you ever flown an airplane? I was lucky enough to do it one time. I have a client who has planes up in Petaluma in that little airport there. And he sits there and he works on them. And he's a really good guy. He's the guy who got me into racing. And anyway, he builds his own planes. And so from the scratch. And the guy was an engineer. So we're up there. He's like, grab the stick, Dave. Okay. So here I am trying to fly this plane. And he taught me about stalls. Do you know how a stall works? So when a plane starts to stall, your tendency is to pull back on the yoke or the stick and raise the nose because you think that that's going to help get lift and go higher. But it actually doesn't. It creates the reverse. So it's kind of counterintuitive. So this software that Boeing came up with on these 8s and 9s basically forced the nose down. And that's because that's what you want to do. You want to actually dive the plane or drop the nose to increase speed, which prevents the stall. That's what you're trying to do. So you want to make sure you have enough altitude, right? Because you don't want the nose dropping when you're, 100 feet off the ground. That wouldn't probably work real well. Anyway, this is what's going on right now. So they grounded all the planes, as you know. They're supposedly going to fix this. I guess we'll see when it happens, but you're not jumping on any 737 Super 8s or 9s. That's all I can say. All right, when we come back, one of my clients recently walked into a local... This is what triggered all this, by the way. One of my clients walked into a local Social Security office, and you know what happened? Nothing. In fact, they gave him bad and wrong advice. I couldn't believe it. So the truth is, you're on your own on this one. And so when I come back, I'm going to give you my biggest secret on how to go into that office and get what's rightfully yours. It pays to keep it right here. You've been listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. We'll be right back.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com, where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com, where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. I don't know about you, but I miss that guy a lot. Love that song. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal and financial questions. And boy, I slept good last night. Trump's new budget just released this past week. Did you see this? This also got me talking about this. There's some pretty big cuts in this budget when it comes to Social Security. So be honest with yourself this morning. What do you know about your Social Security benefit? If you're like most people I talk to, you certainly recall that as you get your paycheck every 2 weeks, there's that SSDI deduction. And I remember when I was a kid, and now my daughters who are working are telling me the same thing. They open up their check and they say, "Dad." And I thought the same thing. Where's all that money going? It's like this big deduction. You just get used to it your whole life. It's just there. And it's taken out. And it's not taxes. Well, it is a type of tax, but it's SSDI. And you say, "What is that?" And then you just forget about it, right? Well, there's so much more to it than that. You've paid into this all these past years, but did you know that if you play it right, it can make a meaningful difference to your retirement income for not only your life, but get this, your spouse's life and your kids. You heard me right, your kids too. So today I'm going to share with you my 5 secrets to Social Security and how you can create possibly over $100,000 or more in extra income by just making some smart moves. So let's get started. There's so much to talk about this morning. To be eligible for Social Security benefits, you must earn at least 40 credits. 40 credits. Write this stuff down. This is important. This is your money. So write down 40 credits. You can earn up to only 4 credits a year. So minimum, you're talking 10 years of work to qualify for Social Security. And here's what happened with one of my clients recently. They went in there and they were super close to getting it, but they didn't help. They just said, "Sorry, you don't get any." Well, excuse me, I've been working for 20 something years. And yeah, I've been off and on time. I had my family to take care of and my mom and, you know, this was the story. But they didn't help them. I'm going to help you. In 2018, you must earn $1,320 per quarter to get 1 Social Security work credit. Please write this down. All you have to do is go out and report $1,320 of income to get a credit. That's it. So if you're like 1 credit shy or 2 credit shies, guess what? You know what I'm telling you to do, right? Because then all of a sudden you're going to get like $500, $600, $800 a month for the rest of your life. Are you kidding me? For free? Folks, this is not tough stuff, but it could add up to well over $100,000 if you live 20 years or more. It's that simple. All right. So for the year, in order to get your 4 credits, you need $5,280 to get the maximum 4 credits for the year, right? That's just math. 1320 times 4. You with me? Okay, I'm helping you here. They're laughing at me here in the studio, but it's like, come on. It's early in the morning. I'm just drinking my coffee. Give me a break. Now, this is more information, which I think is fascinating. Your benefit is based on the 35 years in which you earned the most money. Write that down. 35 years in which you earned the most money. I had an AT&T employee this week that we met at our workshop in Pleasanton. She was a super nice lady. And we had dinner together because she listens to my show. And I remember I tell you all the time when I do these workshops, I have a special table for my listeners on the radio. No one else is allowed to sit there. Just you. You and me. And so she started telling me about her AT&T pension benefit. Now, she has been working there for almost 40 years. Can you imagine? She came to this country with nothing from the Philippines. She told me this story. She'd been working at AT&T, a loyal employee. And she went to pyaevents.com. That's where you can find out more about our workshop. pyaevents.com. Check it out. Anyway, we start talking about her work experience and how they just keep cranking down her pension every year. And now new employees at AT&T, they don't even get a pension. Did you know that? No more pension. So if you work there, you get it. And then if you were there a long time like she was, they start changing it on you. And then at the very end, there's nothing. That's what's happening right now. Her husband's been there about 5 years and he has a little one, but that's... Stop laughing. Anyway, let's get back to it. So if you have fewer than 35 years of earnings, each year with no earnings is going to be getting a big fat zero. You can increase your benefit by replacing those 0 years by working a little bit. And remember, what's the number? 1320. Work 1320. You get a credit. Now, low earning years will not replace a high earning year. Okay. All they're looking at over your 35 consecutive years of work is the highest earning 35 years. So if you decide, like a lot of my Spark clients do, to phase into retirement by going part-time while you're making the most money you've ever made in your life, you won't affect your benefit at all if you have 35 years of higher earning. But if you make more money, which is what a lot of my clients are doing right now, they're saying, look, I can't go at this pace anymore. I can't go at 50 hours a week or 60 hour a week. Some of these people are working crazy. Why? It's because you're so good right now. You know so much. You're faithful. You show up. You do your job. They want you. You're a commodity. So what you can do is go in there and negotiate a phase out where you say, I'm going to only work 4 days a week or 3 days a week. Or I have one doctor down in the South Bay who, this gentleman, we've made appointments now three or four times together, but he can never show up because he's so committed to his patients. And I'm okay with that. That's fine. He calls me up and says, this person's going to die. I got to help them. I get it. Go ahead, please. So anyway, that's what he negotiated, 1 day a week. Guy's like 82, still doing surgery because he's really good. Anyway, you could do the same thing. And if you do that, you know what your maximum benefit at your FRA, I'm going to talk about that next, but your maximum benefit in 2018 FRA is $3,780 a month. That's right. You can get up to $3,780 a month from Social Security. All right, that's a lot of money. Write that down, $3,780 a month. Now, your age when you collect Social Security has a massive impact on how much money you get. Let me give you some numbers here again. The key age to know is this, your full retirement age. What is your full retirement age? If you were born between 1943 and 1954, then your FRA, your full retirement age, is 66. It gradually climbs towards 67 if your birthday falls between 1955 and 1959. For those born in 1960 or later, like me, your FRA, my FRA is 67, which means I have to work a little bit longer. Now, you can collect Social Security as soon as you turn 62, but I don't recommend it. But if you do this, you're going to get a 25 to 30% deduction on your FRA benefit. So consider this. Let's say... Again, you want to write this down. Let's say that your benefit at your FRA was $3,100, but you decide to take it at 62 instead. So right off the top, you lose $930 a month for the rest of your life. If you live another 20 years, which takes you to 82, and guess what? If you're a married couple, 65 or older right now, one of you statistically is going to go to 92 years old. So let's just say you go 20 years. What kind of number is that? Ready to write this down? $223,200. Write that down. $223,200. I just found you this morning. Boom. By doing it my way. Amazing, isn't it? This is complicated and technical. I know it is. I make it sound easy. It's not. There are over 1,300 ways to do this if you're a married couple. 1,300. So you can talk to someone right now in my office. I have three attorneys and a CPA who's here this morning who want to talk to you and help you figure this out for yourself. So you get every penny of that Social Security back. So pick up the phone right now And if you've saved $250,000 for retirement, then be one of the first 10 callers on the show today to get your free Social Security report that's customized. So we need to do a little work together. It's customized to your situation, done by my experts. This is something we don't do during the week. It's just for you, my listeners, right now. So call us. 866-PROTECT. Again, the number is 866-PROTECT. I want to help you get more of that Social Security. 866-PROTECT. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets, you're going to love this. Want to find out how to pay zero tax on your Social Security income? I'm going to tell you how to do it when I come back. So keep it right here. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets show. We'll be right back. Mr. Sandman.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 1-866-PROTECT. We are live and we are local. 866-PROTECT, because that's what we do. Protect your assets. 866-PROTECT.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Right by with my tail in the air.
Stray cat strut, I'm a
sleepy cat.
I'm a feeling Casanova. Hey,
man in that side.
Get a shoe thrown at me from a mean old man. Get my dinner from a garbage can.
No, we don't have magic sand to throw in your face when you're sleeping, but we're working on it. But we do have proven strategies, well-educated financial advisors and fiduciaries on staff, a registered CPA at your disposal, and 3 estate planning lawyers on staff. And, of course, a team of scientists developing magic sand. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions. And today, we're talking about one of my favorite subjects, which is Social Security. And I couldn't believe this. For a 65-year-old married couple today, get this, they're potentially 1,379 different strategies that you could choose on how to start taking your Social Security benefit. 1,379. Think about that. What if you walked into an ice cream store and they had 1,379 different flavors to eat? Well, I don't know about you, but I'd look at almost every one of them. I wouldn't get my ice cream. I'd probably forget why I walked in there. And if you make the wrong choice with this one, it could cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars. I just demonstrated it in the last segment. If you missed that segment, you got to go back to our podcast at libertygroupllc.com and listen to the podcast. It'll be there Monday from the first segment. I mean, it was good in the sense that, yeah, $200,000 plus. I just showed you an example how to get that. So today, here's what we're doing. We're talking today on Protect Your Assets about my 5 secrets to Social Security. My 5 secrets to Social Security. Oh, by the way, you can also go to pyaradio.com. pyaradio.com. I just heard this the other day. I love this stuff. People walk in here. The funniest thing is they walk in here and they start telling me about what they heard from somebody else. Like it's the way it is. And I say no. And they look at me like, and they keep talking. And I said, look, you're here today to talk to me, right? Right. So are you going to listen to me? Because I know what I'm talking about. You do. Okay, I'll shut up now. This is funny. So here's what happened. They came in and they said that Social Security is always, I mean, this is like always, like the Ten Commandments or something. It's always taxable. No, it's not. It's not. You have bad advice if you think that's the case. Really? Social Security was tax-free all the way up to 1984. Did you know that? So back in the day when you collect your Social Security all the way up to 1984, it was tax-free no matter how much money you made. But since 1984, they changed that. That's true. But here's the but. If you're filing jointly and you can show less than $32,000 of income, then all of that Social Security, 0% of it will be taxable. 0%. So as long as you can figure out how to only report 32K of Social Security income or less, or however you could put that together, zero tax on your Social Security. Yes, that's true. I know what you're saying. How do you live in the Bay Area on $32,000 of income? This is a fantastic, awesome question. Well, guess what? We have other sources of income that don't generate a 1099. You may say, what? That's right. There are ways you can generate income to supplement your Social Security income that pay no tax. Wow. How do you find out how to do that? I'm going to give you an offer here shortly that you can take advantage of. Just stay with me. Married couples, this is fun. Now, let's talk about marriage, because when you're married and you have Social Security, you have an advantage. And me being a married guy, I'll take every advantage I can get, right? Because when we file our taxes jointly, it seems like we get punished. When it comes to medical benefits, we get punished for married. So where's the break? Here's a break. This is a break. Social Security has a break if you're married. What am I talking about? Let's get into it. One spouse can take what's called the spousal benefit. Now, when we do our Social Security report for you, this is a special report that I only do for some people. And this morning, I'm talking about how you can get your very own customized for you. But when we do this report, on the report that we show you, it says your benefit, your spouse's benefit, how to maximize those. But it also says something called the spousal benefit. And I'm talking like $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a year can be cranked out of this spousal benefit. You just have to know how to get it. These are secrets. They don't tell you this stuff. So write it down. The spousal benefit. Ask the question. Let me give you an example. Let's say that your benefit is $2,000 a month, but your spouse's is only $500. By just flipping the spousal benefit switch, I can bring that benefit from $500 up to $1,000. That's $500 more a month in income. And ask yourself the question, if you had $500 more a month to hit your bank account just because you flipped a switch on your iPhone, would that be nice? Would you like that? I'd like it. Okay. Now, this calculation can change if you claim this benefit before your FRA, your full retirement age. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go back and listen to the last segment, because I explained it in detail how you figure out your FRA. It's super important. So that's one rule to make this work. If you claim your spousal benefit before your FRA, you're going to get less than the 50%. Just know that. And if you take your own benefit early, like at 62 or something, and then later switch to a spousal benefit, your benefit will be reduced as well. A special note for you, that you cannot apply for the spousal benefit until your spouse has applied for his or her own benefit. Okay, so that's another rule. What if you were married, but your spouse is now an ex-spouse? Well, just because you're divorced doesn't mean you lost the ability to get this spousal benefit from your former spouse's earnings record. I had another client who went in and was told the opposite of that. Not true. We sent him back in there with our special report, which told him what to do. You can still qualify to receive your benefit based on his or her record if you were married, write this down, at least 10 years, and you got to be 62 or older and single. Like a regular spousal benefit, you can get up to 50% of your ex-spouse's benefit, but I recommend don't claim it before your FRA. Don't claim it before your FRA. And only in special circumstances will I let you do that. That's a big, big, big mistake. Now, we have a very complicated strategy you can do for spouses and couples, and I love to go over that in detail with you personally, but you need to spend some time to help me help you. So just imagine how it would feel if I could show you how to pull $5,000 or $6,000 or $1,000 a month out of air, thin air, for the rest of your life. Think about that. Just hit your bank account just because you picked up the phone and made a phone call. I'm going to do that for you this morning. We don't do this during the week. We don't have time to do it. But today, for my listeners only, today, we're going to go ahead and help you do this, but you have to give us a call. This is how you do it. Pick up the phone and call 866-PROTECT. If you're like most people we meet with, then you probably receive your annual Social Security statement. You breeze through it and think, I'm going to cross that bridge when I come to it. You just see the numbers are in black and white in front of you and you think, that's it. That's wrong. That's what they're telling you. That's what 99% of the people believe. But the truth is, there's 81 different options for an average 65-year-old couple. 81. And if you consider this over a 9-year age span, that's 1,400 different calculations. 1,379 to be exact. The difference between the worst case scenario and the best case scenario is not tens of thousands. It could be hundreds of thousands of dollars. I've illustrated that this morning. And I don't know about you, but to me, that is a lot of money. Now, I don't have a massive call center like you may see on TV. I have a few people here this morning who were nice enough to come in today to talk to you. So the way I see it, the choice is simple. Take Social Security at face value and get what you get, or get a strategy for your own Social Security benefit and generate as much as $100,000 or more in income over the rest of your life. Don't miss out on this. I'm going to open the lines right now. If you're recently retired or retiring within the next 5 years and you've saved at least $250,000, be one of the first 10 callers right now. 866-PROTECT. Don't miss this. 866-PROTECT. Again, the number, 866-PROTECT. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets, where can you get up to 32%? You heard me right. Where can you get 32% guaranteed from the federal government right now? I'll tell you how to do it when I come back. It's all coming up next on Protect Your Assets. Keep it right here. Mr. Sandman.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 1-866-PROTECT. We are live and we are local. 866-PROTECT, because that's what we do. Protect your assets. 866-PROTECT.
Sandman, bring me a dream.
Go, 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 shorty.
Times are changing. Some would say they've already changed. And how do you actually protect your assets? David Hollander's Protect Your Assets events focus on common financial concerns that individuals and families face in retirement. Things like how to prepare for unexpected medical expenses and ways to create income to help support your desired lifestyle. Join us at our next free event to learn how addressing these concerns can help you feel more confident about the days ahead and help you sleep better. Better at night. Just go to pyaevents.com and reserve your seat today. That's pyaevents.com and sign up or join the wait list today. pyaevents.com.
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions. And last night I heard a funny comedy It's got a I'm not even going there. PYAevents.com. Our seminars are selling out. This is amazing. Our workshops, they're just been very busy. People are overloaded. It's awesome. So I'll tell you what, when you go to the website, PYAevents.com, to sign up for one of our workshops. And by the way, we're doing one at McNamara Steakhouse in Pleasanton. What a great place that was. And we were there last Thursday night, had a really good session with folks who showed up, and had a couple seats left. But the wait list said, like it does right now, wait list when you go there. So again, PYA Events, that stands for Protect Your Assets, PYAevents.com. It says there's a wait list. And do me a favor, sign up on that wait list because you're going to get in, okay? So sign up. Anyway, we had a great time and we had a lot of great questions. And so today I'm talking about Social Security and how you can get more out of that benefit that you paid into, which is legally yours. You just have to know the secrets that I've been sharing with you this morning on how to get more out of it. Want to wish a happy birthday to Martin Lanzant, Henry Valancourt, and Michael Berry. Hope you guys have a fantastic birthday week. Now, let's get back to this topic about Social Security, because I do have one more little secret that I want to share with you this morning. And here's the facts. For a 65-year-old married couple, there are potentially 1,379 different strategies that you could choose from on how to start taking your Social Security benefits. 1,379. And think about that. If you walk into a Social Security office, how the heck are they going to help you figure it out? You're on your own on this one. That's a lot. 1,379 different flavors. That's overwhelming. And if you make the wrong choice, which we frequently see, then it's going to cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars in lost income, not to mention the taxes you're going to pay, extra taxes you're going to pay, and all that choice you just destroyed for your spouse and your kids, because they get some of this too if you do it right. Not just some, it could add up to quite a bit of money. So once you hit your full retirement age, and I talked about that earlier, let's call yours 66. This is good. You can choose to wait to take your benefit until you hit age 70. Now, we had a client this week who was 74. And there was no income from Social Security. And Mark, the tax man here, said, hey, I don't see any Social Security coming out of 74. What's going on? Because if you're 70, go take it. Don't wait longer. They didn't know. They thought if they kept waiting, they'd get more. No. Bad answer. Once you hit 70, start taking the money. But if you wait from full retirement age, say 66 to 70, that's 4 years. Guess what? Right now, the federal government pays you a bonus every year by delaying your claim. You know what that amount is? It's 8%. 8%. Do you know anywhere you can get 8% from the federal government right now? Anywhere. If you do, please call me right now. 866-PROTECT. I don't know where you can get 8% except for this little secret, but you can. So don't tell anybody. Shh. Now, 4 years times 8% is what? 32! That's right, 32%! You see how I just figured that out? You too can get that kind of percentage return on your money if you play this game right. And I know what you're thinking, because I get this a lot. This is so fascinating, and I wish I could do it, but I already took my Social Security. Is it too late? Of course not. This is Protect Your Assets. And I'm going to help you get it. Here we go. There are many times in your life that you can take a mulligan. Not on a golf course. May sometimes. But Social Security offers you the chance for a do-over. You heard me right. Say that you claimed your benefit already and now you're on it. But now after hearing this show today, you wish you had waited to take it. Especially after hearing about this 8% growth rate per year. It's possible to withdraw your application. That's magic language. Withdraw your application. If you do that, You have to pay back all the benefits you received, but we can show you how to do that. But you can later restart your benefit at the higher amount. Did you hear that? Early claimers have another opportunity for a do-over. Whew, I'm giving you all my secrets this morning. They can choose to suspend their benefit at their full retirement age. So say you took your benefit at age 62 and you've been cruising along collecting it. But once you turn your FRA, that's why that's so important to find out what yours is, which we can help you with this morning. Just hold on a second. You can suspend your benefit and you don't have to pay back what you have received, and your benefit will earn the 8% a year until you turn it back on at age 70. Whew, did you hear that? That's amazing. That's amazing. Let that sink in for a moment. Let's say that you're 64 right now and you decide to turn that off. Wait a couple years. 66, your FRA. You wait four more years because I show you how to do that. You just got 32%. Boom. Wow. Let that sink in for a moment. You're listening to me right now so you can understand how to get more back from the government. This is money you paid in. I want to remind you about this. When you received your paycheck every 2 weeks, what did you see on there? Remember that little SDI deduction? And you said, what the heck is that? And you just forgot about all those years because I just kept taking it. Well, now's your opportunity to take it back. Take it back. Get this extra income that's yours. You're entitled to this. It's called an entitlement because you paid into it. You just have to know how to unlock it through my Protect Your Assets Social Security Report. This is customized for you and will be done by my hand-picked team this morning on a Saturday. How do you get it? 866 Protect. I'm going to open the lines right now for a brief period of time because we're off the air here in a few minutes. So you can call us right now. Talk to, again, one of my hand-picked team members here, 866-PROTECT. Now, if you want to do any of these strategies, anything that I talked to this morning that may apply to you or appeal to you that you're interested in, for the first 10 listeners this morning, I'm going to go ahead and do this special report. It's a special. It's special. Here it comes. 866-PROTECT. That's the number to call to get your special report. 866-PROTECT. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together a fantastic show. I don't know where the time went. It's over already. My executive producer who keeps me entertained, Anthony Kojikari. Network manager who's through the glass there doing a fantastic job just making this sound incredible. You don't know what this man does. He's an awesome dude. So thank you, Kevin. And of course, Matt back in the studio there in San Francisco did a great job. Dora, Valerie, Allison, Jordan, Hayden, all the folks back there. Felicia, thank you so much, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. I'm David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 1-866-PROTECT. We are live and we are local. Call 866-PROTECT because that's what we do. Protect your assets. 866-PROTECT.
Please turn on your magic beam, Mr. Sandman.
All calls have been screened, and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent, number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.